Yeah, I think set it on here. Okay. Anejadekam manasojiviyo nainaddeva apnuvan purvamarshat taddhavato anyan atyeti tishtat tasmin napo matarishva dadhati. This is the verse 4. We will go directly to the Shankara Bhashya. Since the summary of this verse is slightly different based on which author it is. Anejat ekam, that means anejat na ejat. That means that does not, which is not ejat. Ejra kampane, ejra means kampane means shaking or shaking basically. Kampane chalanam swavastha prachyutihi tadvarjitam. That means chalanam means its movement. And Shankara Bhashya says is basically it does not move. It does not have movement. It is stationary. Which is this? This is actually the Paramatma Tattva. I think we forgot to give the introduction by Shankara Bhashya here. Let me go back to the introduction for this verse. Yasya Atmanaha Hananad Avidvamsaha Samsaranti Tad Viparyayena Vidvamsaha Muchyante Anatmahanaha Tat Kidrisham Atmatatvam Iti Uchyate. The Atmatattva is basically killed. In the previous verse, Asurya Namate Lokaha Andhena Tamasavrataha Pretyabhigachanti Ekecha Atmahano Janaha. Atmahano means the killer of Atman. Here, in the previous verse, the killer of Atmans, who basically were samsaris, or who eternally continue in the cycle of births and deaths, they are explained. Tad viparyayena vidvamsaha, the people who are different, who are jnanis, muchyante anatmahanaha, they get released from this ignorance. They are anatmahanaha, they are not killer of Atmans. Tad kidrisham atmatattvam iti uchyate. Tad kidrisham, what is that type of atmatattva? This is what is being said here. That is, this verse is basically explaining the atmatattva, which is the point of meditation, or which is how the vidwans or the intelligent people attain release from this cycle of births and deaths. Sarvada ekarupam ityartha. Now we get back to the verse here. According to Shankaracharya, this atmatattva is one of only one form, constant in its form. Tacha ekam sarvabhuteshu. That atmatattva is one among all beings. So each being does not have a separate atmatattva. There is one atmatattva in all bodies, all beings. Manasaha sankalpadi lakshanat sankalpadi lakshanat javiyaha javavattaram. Mind has this property of sankalpa, that is willing to do something. Will sankalpadi lakshanat javiyaha, and as mind can think of any object. Vikalpa is vividakalpana, that means think of different things. So, but this atma tattva, atma, is faster than mind. Katham viruddham uchyate, how is it contradictory statement is made here. Dhruvam nischalam idam manaso javiyaha iti. On one end it is dhruvam nischalam, that is it does not shake, it is stationary. And in the next very sentence, manaso javiyaha, it is faster than mind. Why? Naisha doshaha. This is not a error here. Nirupadhi upadhi matvena upapattehe. We can explain this situation of mobile, faster than mind, and stationary aspects of Atman by the help of the association with upadhi or adjunct, or without association. Tatra nirupadhikena rupena uchyate anejadekamiti. if you do not associate with a upadhi, as I said, upadhi is a reference, like a pot, pot containing the akasha. So pot becomes a upadhi. So nirupadhikena rupena uchyate anejad ekamiti means Atman in its true form, without association with any reference or adjunct, is of stationary form and one only. Manaso antahkaranasya sankalpa vikalpa lakshanasya upadehe anuvartanat iha dehastasya manasaha brahmalokadi duragamanam sankalpena kshanamatrat bhavati iti ato manaso javishtatvam loke prasiddham. Because now we are talking with reference to the mind, which has the power of will and the power of imagination, and with reference to mind, which is inside the deha or in the body, which is very well known to think of things as far as Brahmaloka or some particular place, within a moment, a person can imagine where things far away from here. So the speed of mind is very well known in this world as very fast. Tasmin manasi brahmalokadine drutam gacchati sati pratama prapta iva atma chaitanya avabhaso grihyate ato manaso javya ityaha. Suppose a mind thinks about a brahmaloka or some far away land or something like that. This atma chaitanya or the consciousness appears to already exist there. That means pratama prapta eva, that means it already has gone faster than mind there. That's how you are able to visualize the object and features of the object, or you get the knowledge of the object so far away. Atma chaitanya avabhaso grihyate, that means as if the Atma Chaitanya or the consciousness, the presence or the the feeling of consciousness is apprehended. But Atma Chaitanya, that there is a word called Iva, Pratama Prapta Iva, that means Atman did not move there, but since Atman exists everywhere, it appears to have gone there already faster than mind. नैनत् देवाः द्योतनात् देवाः चक्षुरादि इन्द्रियाणि येनत् नैनत् देवाः मीन्स् हियर् द वर्ड् देवाः फोर् शङ्कराचार्य मीन्स् इन्द्रियाः इन्द्रियाः मीन्स् सेन्सस् द्योतनात् देवाः बिकास् दे शैन् एण्ड् शो दि आब्जेक्ट्स् सो दीस् इन्द्रियास् आर् नोन् एस् देवाः चक्षुरादि इन्द्रियाणि दट् ईस् ऐस् इयर्स् टच् smell and all these indriyas. Yenat prakritam atmatattvam, prakritam atmatattvam na apnuvanne, this indriyas cannot perceive this atmatattva or this atman. Na praptavanta, hence they have not reached there, they have not perceived this atman, this indriyas. Tebyo manojaviyaha, tebyaha, among the indriyas, the mind is the fastest one. Manovyapara vyavahitatvad abhasa matramapi atmanaha naiva devanam vishayi bhavati. If you think about it, even the feeling of consciousness is first apprehended by the mind. But even mind cannot understand Atman at all. Let me ask you a question. Is Atman knowable object in the Shankaracharya's view? Can anyone answer? Is Atman knowable? I want to make this interactive because that way people should involve. Who is this?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Atman is not knowable at all in Shankaracharya's view. It cannot be an object of knowledge, even to the mind. So, this Atma Chaitanya Avabhasa or the feeling of consciousness is only indicatory of knowledge of Atman. It is not exactly the knowledge of Atman. Mind cannot know Atman. Yes, please go ahead. See, in correct. Correct. See, even that cannot be said in Shankarabhasya. See. No. That's a correct. Mahesh Prasad, this is right. Okay, see, here we have to think about two levels of Atman, right? One, the level you are mentioning right now is the Jivatma level, which is the driver.
We are talking about Jivatma here.
No. Here the Atma is the one Atma, which is the Nirguna Brahma of Shankaracharya. We are not talking about the Jiva. Where the previous shloka, there Asurya Namate Loka, right? No. There, you only focus on the word Atmahana. That term Atma there is that is Nirguna Brahma. Avidvamso janaha atmanah ityuchyante. Here the whole purpose of Ishavasya Upanishad has to be Nirguna Brahma. That is the highest. Say, for example, Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Let us take Ishavasyam idam sarvam, right? What is Isha there? Isha is eat Isha iti eat tena Isha. Isha Parameshwara Paramatma. So he is Parabrahmatattva. What about the second? Kurvan Neveha Karmani Jiji Vishet Shatakam Samaha. That is not related to Atman, but it says only for the Avidvamsa or the people who are not ignorant. They have to always do Shastra Vihita Karmas as long as they live. That is only that. The third shloka is Asurya Namate Loka. So people who are doing this karmis, that is karmis actually, they themselves go from Pretya Abhigacchanti, means they go into darkness because they don't know the Atman. This Ajnana Nindanartham Atha Idani Avidvan Nindarthena Ayam Mantra Arabhyate, according to Shankaracharya. It means to put down the avidvamsa, people who are completely engrossed in matter and hedonistic activities, pleasure only type of activities completely, such people, they will go to the hell or they will go to darkness, who are the killer of Atmans. Here killer means what? Killer, let me look at what killer is. Again, we'll get back. It's good thing we need to always revise this because it's not easy to understand. కథం తే ఆత్మానం నిత్యం హింసంతి. హౌ డూ దీస్ పీపుల్ కిల్ ద ఎటర్నల్ ఆత్మన్? అవిద్యా దోషేణ విద్యమాన విద్యమాన మానస్య ఆత్మనః తిరస్కరణాత్ విద్యమానస్య ఆత్మనః యత్ కార్యం ఫలం అజరామరత్వాది సంవేదలక్షణం తద్ హతస్య ఇవ తిరోభూతం భవతి ఇతి ప్రాకృతాః అవిద్వాంసః జనాః ఆత్మహనా ఇత్యుచ్యంతే. వేర్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? దే రిజెక్ట్ ది ఎటర్నల్ నిత్య ముక్త శుద్ధ ఆత్మన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎవర్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. దట్ ఈస్ వై దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ సెడ్ యాజ్ కిల్లర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మన్, బికాస్ ఇట్స్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఆత్మన్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. దే ఇగ్నోర్ ఆత్మన్ అండ్ దే రెఫ్యూజ్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ ఇట్స్ ప్రెసెన్స్ అండ్ గ్రేట్నెస్. సో దేర్ దట్ ఆత్మన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఓన్లీ వన్, దట్ ఈస్ ది ఎటర్నల్ నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మన్, ది ఫైనల్ అబోర్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది ఆత్మ. సో ఇన్ ద ఫోర్త్ వర్స్ ఆల్సో అనేజదేకం మనసోజేవియో నైనద్దేవ ఆప్నువన్ పూర్వమర్షత్. హియర్ ద ఇంద్రియాస్ డు నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ఆత్మన్. ఎస్, యు ఆర్ రైట్. ఫస్ట్ ద ఇంద్రియాస్ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ఆత్మ చైతన్య విచ్ ఇస్ ది అజ్యూమ్డ్ నోవర్ ఇన్సైడ్ ద బాడీ, విచ్ ఇస్ జీవ తత్వ, రైట్? దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్. బట్ హియర్ ఐ థింక్ ఇట్ రెఫర్స్ టు ద ఫైనల్, బికాస్ వాట్ హ్యావ్ లెట్ మీ డూ వన్ థింగ్, లెట్ మీ టెల్ యూ వై దత్ దావతో అన్యాన్ అత్యేతి తిష్టత్ మీ హ్యాస్ టు హ్యావ్ ది హ్యాస్ టు మీన్ ద నిత్య ముక్త వన్ ఆత్మ. ఇట్ ఇస్ సెట్ సర్వేషు భూతేషు ఏకం, ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ బాడీస్. దట్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి ఎ సింగిల్ ఇండివిజువల్ జీవాత్మ, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ద వన్ పరమాత్మ విచ్ ఇస్ ద సేమ్ యాజ్ ఆత్మ టు శంకరాచార్య. ఈజ్ దట్ క్లియర్? Okay.
And yes, if we take Shankaracharya's great knowledge about the Aham Brahmasmi, there we understand this, yes, the Atma is as good as the Parabrahma, Paramatma. And so, there is a difference between the Atma and the mind. Mind is at the lower level, Manabuddhi, Ahankar. So that way,
That's right.
I heard that, and he started with the mind and the Atma, and then there is a difference between Atma and Jivatma also. And as per Shankaracharya's philosophy, you explained that yes, here this Atma is not Jivatma, and this is as good as the Paramatma.
Okay, let me give you a little bit of introduction to the... let me give you a little bit of introduction here. The way we are doing the classes here, first I will read the Shankara Bhashya on each verse. Then I read the Vedanta Deshika's Bhashya. Then I read Madhvacharya Bhashya. So the format what we are following is only to understand the real depths and ideas of each of these great acharyas. So right now we are focusing only on the Shankara Bhashya. For him, the soul or the Jivatma is not very important in this particular Upanishad.
Right.
For Shankaracharya, we are talking about. He is only talking about one Atma,
right.
That is Paramatma, same as Paramatma, and that is not a knowable object to anybody. Even Jivatma cannot know Paramatma, according to Shankaracharya. Hence, mind can never know Atman. Which is only one. See, I did not bring Jivatma here at all. I was only talking about one Atman here. For Shankara Bhashya, which, yeah, so the Jivatma concept is unnecessary at this point here.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
But somebody mentioned about Jivatma, that's why I was also trying to say that, yes.
No. Mahesh Prasad, you know why the confusion arose? You mentioned the driver and the driven, right? There, that driver is Jivatma. It cannot be Paramatma. So that is why it now the conversation went away towards Jivatma. Actually, that is why driver and the driven analogy. See, Mahesh Prasad, one thing I want to clarify here. As far as I understand from the Shankar Bhashya, this is not referring to Jivatma at all. It's only one Atma, which is only clear. In fact, I can read the rest of the Shankar Bhashya in it. It will be much, much more clearer that it is only referring to Atman, that is Atman only. That's one. Let me tell you, because it was clear even earlier. I said, Tachcha ekam sarvabhuteshu sarvada ekarupam ityartaha. This is only for one Atman of that is Nirguna Brahma of Shankaracharya. And the same thing, if you look further, manovyapara vyavahitatvad abhasa matramapi atmanaha naiva devanam vishayi bhavati. There what it is saying is, all indriyas have to communicate through the mind. The mind will come in between for all activities in which indriyas are involved in any cognition. Suppose I want to touch, speak, or think about an object or something. Mind is the central entity which is mediating. So the indriyas have to go through mind to get to anything. Otherwise they don't make sense. It's just an instrument. Hence, since mind itself cannot know Atman, indriyas are left far behind in the knowledge of Atman. That's what Shankaracharya is mean here. One thing, and yasmat javanan manasopi purvamarshat purvamevagatam. Even though the mind is very, very fast, the purvamevagatam, Atma is everywhere. So it is vyoma vad vyapitvat, it is like akasha, it is all pervading. Hence, it is already there. Next verse will make this very clear. Sarvavyapi tadatma tattvam sarva samsara dharma varjitam svena nirupadhikena swarupena avikriyameva sat upadhikritaha sarvaha samsara vikriyaha anubhavati iva avivekinam mudhanam anekamiva cha pratideham pratyavabhasate ityetadaha tat dhavataha drutam gachataha anyan atma vilakshanan mano vagindriya prabhriti natyeti atitya gachati iva imamartam swayameva darshyeti tishtaditi swayam cha avikriyameva sadityartaha. This, let me explain to you this particular verse, as far as I understand. Sarvavyapi tadatma tattvam, that means that atma tattva is like akasha, it is pervading everything in the universe. Sarva samsara dharma varjitam, that means it does not have any samsara dharma. Samsara is this universe, prakritika dharmas or this material characteristics, universal characteristics. All these dharmas like kartritva, bhoktritva, jnatritva, that is I am the knower, I am the killer, I am the eater, I am enjoyer, I am a dukhi, I am a sukhi, I am happy, I am unhappy, or I am fat, or I am young, or I am old. All these things are sharira dharma or prakriti dharmas or the universe dharmas or the nature of the universe, and this Atman does not have any of these characteristics. Nirupadhikena swarupena, it does not have any adjuncts, no references to it, unreferable. Nirupa swarupena avikriyameva, that means it does not have any actions, it does not participate in any action, it does not guide anything, it does not drive anything, it does not even do sankalpa, even creation it does not do. Atma tattva, it does not do creation. Upadhikritaha sarvaha samsara vikriyaha, all these modifications which are all the properties of the adjuncts of the Atman, not the Atman's properties, but the adjuncts of the Atman. Samsara vikriyaha anubhavati iva avivekina mudanam, but the mudhas are the ignorant people will think that all these actions refer to them. There are multiple souls, and multiple souls are are acting constantly. They are competing with each other. They are trying to beat each other up, or in experience they think that they are the knowers, they think that they are the killers, all these things like that. These are all ignorance of the ignorant people. Anekamiva cha pratideham pratyavabhasate, they appear in many. To these ignorant people think that there are different jivatmans in different bodies, different beings have their own jivatmans, all sorts of atman is separated out, all these things. Ityetadaha, hence he said tat dhavataha drutam gachataha, this atman beats up, excels everything which goes fast, because it's ever present everywhere. Anyan atma vilakshanan, so the other, what are the other things? Atma vilakshanan, which is different from atman. Mano vak indriya prabhritin, mind, vak speech, indriyas, all this atman beats everything, it excels. Atitya gachati iva, it goes faster than all these material, mind, indriyas, etc. Eva, you look at the word Eva, as if it goes faster than the mind and all these things, because it never goes, because it is stationary. Imam artham swayameva darshyati tishtaditi. The original Upanishad itself clearly explains, swayameva, the verse itself explains tishtat. Where is the tishtat word? Tat dhavato anyan atyeti tishtat. Standing in one place, it goes faster than everything. That means that it exists everywhere. Swayam avikriyameva, that means this Atman does not move. It does not engage in any activity whatsoever. Karma can never be associated with Atman. Swayam avikriyameva sadhityartaha, that means it stays stationary without any relation to this universe. Is this clear? Before I take the next portion of Shankara Bhashya. Shankara Bhashya goes into the next portion, which is slightly more, the last verse, the word Tasminnapo Matarishva Dadhati is a little bit of complicated verse. Let me know if you need any clarification till now. Anybody? Anyone? No questions? Okay. Here, tasmin atma tattve sati nitya chaitanya swabhave matarishva. Tasmin means in that atman. The word tasmin, it is a little bit difficult to understand in Shankara Bhashya. Please watch it. We'll just take it as tasmin there, as in that atman. Atma tattve sati. Atma tattve sati. Oh, that's a very important point here. Because of this Atman, because of this eternal Nitya Chaitanya conscious, this is undifferentiated consciousness, Matarishva, Matari Antarakshe Shvayati Gachati Iti Matarishva Vayuhu. That means Matari means in Sanskrit measure. Measure means the it is as if the Akasha or the space is measuring the vayu. Matari antarikshe means space or akasha. In the akasha, vayu hu gachati. The vayu means wind blows, air blows in the space or sky. Sarva prana bhrite, this is the sarva prana bhrit. Air is what beings breathe, right? So because that is holding the prana, this is a basically vayu is prana. That means it is the life essence, life force of all beings. Bhrit kriyatmakaha, what does prana allows to do? It allows beings to work, that is engage in activity. Yad ashrayani karya karana jatani yasmin otani protani cha yat. So because of this prana or breathe, all these people act. The actions, activities, even the instruments, everything are energized by the prana force. Yasmin otani protani cha. Because all these people depend, all beings depend on prana. Chayat sutra samjnakam. The sutra samjnakam sarvasya. This is a concept in Shankara Bhasha. We need to understand it very carefully. There are two aspects. There is a jnana portion and a karma portion in this world, in this universe. That jnana portion is represented by Hiranyagarbha. And the action portion is represented by the sutra or the prana. This is all in the conventional world, in the real universe here. Not the absolute reality, but the conventional reality. Sarvasya jagataha vidharayitre. That means the pranic force is the life force of all these beings in this world. Samatarishvas apaha karmani praninam cheshta lakshanani agnyadi agni aditya parjanyadinam jvalana dahana prakasha abhivarshana adi lakshanani dadhati vibhajati iti artaha. What does it mean here? That matarishva or that air being the life force of people, it is a life of agni, vayu and all this indra, rudra, all this the deities also. Samatarishva being the internal powers, life force of everything around, it separates out the activities of different deities as well as forces in life, like the force of Aditya. Agni means what? Agni means fire. Aditya, like the sun. Parjanya, Adinam. Jvalana, Dahana. So it makes sure the Agni has the property of burning. And similarly, the sun has the property of light and burning, prakasha, abhivarshan, and the rains have the property of pouring. All these kind of activities, dadhati, vibhajati, is separated out by the prana. Prana, which is vayu, which is matarishva. That matarishva separates, being the life force of everything, separates the nature of objects around and separates out and or holds. Dharayati itartha means it holds all the objects around. Bhishas madvatah pavate ityadi shrutibhyaha. What does it really mean here? Because of the Atman's existence, all these work. Without the Atman, this does not work. But does it mean that Atman makes these things work? No. Because of the Atman, all these are apparent to us and we are apparent to ourselves. Because you have to make this separation in the Shankara Bhashya, that Nirguna Brahma is untainted, he does not operate in this universe. He does not operate in this idea of creation, destruction, protection, nothing. He is untouched by all these activities. That is very important to understand. Sarvahi karyakarana vikriya, that means all these activities, instruments and actions, karana vikriya, nitya chaitanya atma swarupe sarvaspada bhute satyeva bhavanti ityartha. That means all the activities, actions and instruments of action and everything work and exist because of the help or because of the existence of nitya chaitanya swarupa sarvaspada bhute satyeva bhavanti. That means everything has its house in this universe, in this Atman. Because of Atman, everything else operates and works and exists and appears. Let me ask you a question here. Why is this said like this here? That because of Atman, everything else operates, but Atman does not involve in anything. Why is this said here? Can you give me an analogy, what I gave you a long time back in the last few classes, about the how do you relate this to the standard analogy of Advaita? You have to relate to it, because otherwise Advaita will become some other system. Any answers? Do you remember the snake rope analogy? Anybody? See, there is no, you will not fail if you don't answer. Everybody is learning, including me. So this is just a simple class. Don't worry about anything. Just try to answer. How do you refer this to a snake rope analogy? Kiramesh, tell me, are you there? Ramesh? Okay, why is this relation, why is this insistence that Atman, because of Atman everything operates, the wind, you think there is a Vishas Madhvatas Pavate, because of the fear of Lord, the wind flows. The complete mantra goes like this: Bhishas madvatah pavate bhishode tisurja bhishas madagdischen drascha. What does mean? Because of the fear of the Lord, the vayu or the wind blows, the fire acts, the mrityu carries. That is, the yama comes and carries, kills people and takes them away, or he's the last person who takes the jiva away, or whatever it is. All these activities are happening in this world, but Atman is not involved. But when you say bhishasmat, that means whose fear? Fear of whom? That is Atman involved in this? Is Atman involved in the activities of the universe? No. But because of Atman, all activities occur in the universe. How do you relate these to the snake rope analogy? Any idea? See, let me tell you one thing. If you accept that Atman is guiding the wind to blow, or Atman is guiding is responsible somehow directly for the fire's nature of burning, or if Atman is responsible for any activity here, right? Then what is the reality? Then you have to accept some kind of a common reality wherein you let Atman operated as well as the universe operates. Then there is a dvitva, or the bheda, or the duality, a reality which accepts two or three multiple things in the same framework or realm of reality, right? That cannot happen in Advaita. Am I making sense, or am I completely losing people here? Or I don't understand. Because this is very important to understand, Shankara Bhashya here. If we don't understand this, we will not go further.
This is my understanding of what the
Correct. Correct. Yes. Yes. Definitely. That means, as long as you are in this ignorant mood, you perceive a real Ishvara, you can call it as any person you want. There's some real Ishvara is there, one God or whatever, multiple gods, it doesn't matter. And then you perceive that person, that Ishvara being, being the reason for creation, and that Ishvara has a sankalpa or a real conscious will to protect people, to create, to make sure people are destroyed, everything like that. All these activities can be ascribed to the Ishvara. But you cannot ascribe anything to that Atman. So Ishvara is also a perception. But, you know, it is as real as you, me, and everything here like that. We need to understand that it is not a... This two-level reality has to be understood. But it can be applied verily to our lives. We can always say, looking from a moksha state or a release state, all this is nothing. All this is stupid or senseless. But still, according to Shankaracharya, you have to accept that we are in a lower reality at this point. And in this lower reality, you can ascribe actions, sankalpa, vikalpa, willpower, all creation, all these things. But really, when it is understood well, that is, if everybody is transformed into state of complete realization, there will be no action for Atman, or Atman has never been involved in any action. If I relate to the snake rope analogy, right? Think about this. You look, somebody has ignorance, so they're looking at it, they looked at a coiled rope, say, you know, sitting somewhere, they mistook it for a snake and started running around. But somebody came and showed a torch, and when they looked at, and the torch, when it shined on it, it was rope. So, is rope associated with the snake at all? My question is this, is the rope associated with the snake? Hence, on the basis of Atman, which is the rope, all this snake and everything is assumed. Similarly, on the basis of Atman, this Jagat, Ishvara, Jiva, all this is assumed by the ignorant. That means many, 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 many people are ignorant according to Shankaracharya. And the one who is knowledgeable knows the real Atma Swarupa or the realization of Atman. Let me ask you a question. Am I wrong in understanding Shankarabhashya here? That's what I want to know. Till now, I've been working on this for a long time. If I'm wrong, please let me know, because I'm just learning here again. Hello? Any comments? Maheshwar Prasad, please comment. Correct. Because of ignorance, we are thinking that all these activities, including Vayu, Vayu being act, you know, holding everything together, whatever it is, or this universe with Matarishva Dadhati. That means Matarishva is Vayu there. What does it do? Tasmin Apo. Apo means karma. So all the activities, like activities is being dealt with by Vayu. All these things of actions, and what does it mean? Basically, this means that the universal activities, which includes creation, destruction, you know, thinking, knowing, all these things like that, all these are superimposed on the Nishkriya Atman. And even Jnatra Jnaya Bhava, most important thing here is, we are also superimposing the knowership and object of knowledge. Because Atman is not a knower, according to Shankaracharya. You cannot ascribe Jnatritva for Atman. Jnatritva, Kartritva, activity, Kartritva means agency, that he is a doer. Doership or knowership or Bhoktritva or enjoyership cannot be associated with Atman. And even multiplicity, as multiple souls, multiple beings, multiple minds, cannot be ascribed to Atman. All these world of universe of beings, their minds, their activities, everything is a superimposition on Brahman, and they are finally unreal and also not existing truly now. Ever it is not existing, but because of the eternal or constant Maya, this is created. This is the idea Shankara Bhashya is trying to say. But, let me correct myself here. I'm basically, this verse does not completely mean all these things. And that even Shankaracharya has only written only some things about it. But if you look at the last verse, that's why I want to clarify this last explanation of Shankara, in his own words, Sarva Vyapi, I am reading the Shankara Bhashya on the same verse we are talking about here, the last portion of it, not last, but middle portion of it. Sarva Vyapi Tad Atma Tattvam, that Atma Tattva is omnipresent. Sarva Samsara Dharma Rahit Varjitam, the Samsara Dharma is Jnatra Jnaya, I like it, I hate it, I am fat, I am this one, I am going to achieve this, I am not going to achieve this, I fail. All these Samsara Dharmas. That's what it is, right? We are all constantly involved in, making money, making sure the house is right, putraishana, vitteshana, and lokeshana. People go after having children, vitteshana, having wealth, and lokeshana, having fame. All these are samsara dharmas. Sarva samsara dharma varjitam. That means that atma tattva does not have any samsara dharma. Svena nirupadikena swarupena, that means it is not associated with any adjunct, because adjuncts are finally unreal. Avikriya mevasat, that atma tattva is never engaged in action. Upadhikritaha sarvaha samsara vikriyaha, all the vikriyas and changes, modifications, actions, activities, everything are superimposed because of upadhi. Upadhi means because of adjuncts. Sarvaha vikriyaha anubhavati iva, that means we are experiencing all these changes in this world. This experience happens into two mudhas. Mudhana anekam iva, as if the mudhas are thinking there are multiple souls. Pratyavabhasate ityetadaha, hence it is said, this Atman is faster than the fast-going things, and it beats up everything. Mano, vak, indriya, prabriti, natyeti. It goes beyond mind, speech, indriyas, everything. Imam artham, but without moving at all, but it's just stationary. Hope this is clear. Yes.
When the
Correct. Yes. No, no, you're missing the point. That, see, the thing is, who is the realizer? Who is the knower? Who is the experiencer of moksha, according to Shankaracharya? That person itself is finished, right? There is no experience. The moment you talk about experience, you're talking about an experiencer and the one which is experienced, right? If there are two things, then that is not moksha, according to Shankaracharya. See, that is what we have to see. See, one thing I tell you, all of us are in this mode right now. We have not reached moksha, right? And so obviously we cannot perfectly talk about what that moksha is about. But we are right now analyzing what these acharyas are saying to us. You understand? And what if you look at the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, clearly, Swayam Atmanam Veti Nava. Shankaracharya puts a question: does Atman know itself or not? Bhuma vai tat sukham. This is the Bhuma Vidya Sanat Kumara Narada Sanat Kumara Samvada in the Brihadaranyaka. There, Shankaracharya puts a question: this Bhuma, what is ultimate is Bhuman, is known as Bhuman, which is the same as Brahman. Does Brahman know itself? He says, na swayam atmanamapi na veti, that Brahma does not know himself also. Because knowing, why is Shankaracharya making this discrimination? Sadeva somya idam agra asit ekameva advitiyam, Chandogya Upanishad Sadvidya. Sat alone existed, ekameva, one only, advitiyam, without a second. Right? In this, Shankaracharya clearly says, Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Bheda, Rahita. That means, there is nothing equal, nothing of similar jati, nothing of different race, nothing of the same race like Atman. Vijatiya, Ekameva, that one only, nothing else exists. Everything else is apparent only. Moksha means atyanta, in Shankaracharya's words, I am only focusing on Shankaracharya's words here, right? Atyanta, samsara anubhava atyanta uparati. The complete destruction of world experience is moksha. I am not using my words. And you can refer to this in different places. In Gita Bhashya you can refer, or you can refer into Brihadaranyaka, or even Brahma Sutra Bhashya introduction from Shankaracharya, where the concept of adhyasa is explained. So we are trying to faithfully represent what the acharyas told. I am not even going to second level acharyas like the later Shankaracharya, later followers, Madhusudana Saraswati or Prakashatma, Vyora, all these different people I am not even referring to at this point, because it's complicated to bring them. It's a small class here. We can't combine the whole Hinduism put together in one hour, 2 hour classes here. So the bottom line is, look at the snake rope analogy. Once the knowledge comes, does the snake exist? Similarly, the snake is the universe which contains the jivas, whoever call it, the experiencers, the experience, the people who are happy, people who are unhappy. All this whole world experience is just a snake. It never existed to start with. That is why Shankaracharya brings the concept of Maya. Then how can you the multiple come out of the Atman? How does this universal imagination or illusion occur? Because of Maya. The concept of Maya. Then we say, oh, then Maya exists and Brahman exists. Then two things exist. Then no. Two things does not exist, because Maya is that is which is defined as anirvachaniya. Anirvachaniya means it cannot be said that it exists, and it cannot be said that it does not exist, because it is apparent, like the mirage, like how you see a mirage on the road because of the illusion. The water does not exist on the road, but it appears to be there. Like that, the universe does not exist, but it appears to be there, and the universe can. The illusion of water can exist only because you have the road. Like that, only because of Atman, only because of Atman only, the universe illusion can exist. So what Shankaracharya is meaning here is, because of Atman, the Vayu, Antariksha, the sun, stars, wind, everything act because of Atman. Because this universal illusion is projectable, is being projected only because of a basis, which is either the road or the rope. Similarly, Atman is the basis of all this universal activity as a basis, but he is not directly involved. Like how the road does not project the mirage illusion, the rope did not project the image, the snake. The rope is just the rope. The basis is Adhara. That means without the rope, you cannot have the illusion of the snake. In that way, rope is a cause. Rope is a cause for the snake, but it is not directly a cause. Atman is an analogy here, right? So rope is an analogy. Atman is, so because of Atman, this universe of knowers and the known including the material matter and all the activities, exist or appear to exist because Atman is there. Without the presence of Atman, this illusion cannot be projected. This illusion cannot occur. But I am bringing the rope snake analogy only to give you an analogy, and this analogy was given by Shankaracharya, and it is also there in the Puranas. It is nothing new. The Atman is the rope. Because the rope never created the snake. The snake was created by the ignorance of the people. And only the extension of the analogy is, even the people who are ignorant are also a snake. That means they will go away when knowledge comes. So when knowledge comes, your mind, the indriyas, mind, body, all this will go away for the realized person. Maya will cease to exist. So he is not controlled by Maya at the time. And Maya doesn't exist. Maya does not ultimately exist. Maya. Exactly. Please mute some of your phones. If you have any noise in the back, please mute yourself. Is this clear to everyone? Because this concept will keep on coming back whenever we are studying Shankara Bhashya. I will assume so. And let us at least try to finish whatever else is remaining here. Okay, the second part of Shankara Bhashya here. Okay, let us go further. I think I finished it. Yeah, Shankara Bhashya, for this verse I have finished it. सर्वाहि कार्यकरण विक्रिया नित्य चैतन्य आत्मस्वरूपे सर्वास्पद भूते सती एव भवन्ति तीर्थः. ओनली बिकॉज ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ आत्मन ऑल दिस एक्टिविटीज विल हैपन. ऑल दी यूनिवर्सल एक्टिविटीज एंड विच रिलेट्स टू पीपल नोवर्स एवरीथिंग लाइक दैट. And people who are knowledgeable about Kannada, please refer to the book from Adhyatma Prakashanalaya. It is Ishavasya Upanishad from Adhyatma Prakashanalaya. It is in Holenarsipur, but in Bangalore it is available. Vedanta Bookhouse carries this book, so you can contact Vedanta Bookhouse to to see this book if you know Kannada. So, do we have time to go to? We can probably quickly go over at least Isha, you know, Vedanta Deshika Bhasha. Could we do that today? Can we? So we cannot do it today. Okay. So before I close this class, we finish this class. Is there anything else you want? Any comments about the format of any questions or even any comments about the way we are handling things? Anything is welcome. Yes. Yeah, I can handle that. Unfortunately, Maheshwar Prasad on the East Coast, it's already 10 o'clock and it's a weekday. That is why we cannot extend the class beyond. If you want, personally, I will call you separately and give you an idea, a preview for the next class.
Okay.
I will call you separately. Because you are on the West Coast, we are still 7:12 now at this point, 7:10 or 7:12. And in the East Coast, now it is 10:15 or something. Anybody else? Okay then, we will stop this for now. And in the next Thursday, hopefully we will continue. I will send you the details of the telephone dial-in numbers and stuff like that. Okay? Asmat Guru Bihan.
Thank you.
Asmat Guru.
Nice.
Who is this?
This is Sumedha.
Oh, I thought you didn't come today.
No, I came in. I joined.
Okay. Everybody else happy? Tell me if there are any things, questions, complaints.
No.
Good. Uh-huh.
Clear.
Right. See, all these systems can be, or are very self-consistent systems. What I mean is, they're consistent within the framework of their ideology. So, there is no question of comparison between three systems. Each can answer all the questions posed by the other systems. But the interscholastic debates only tend to clarify the differences between these systems. But they cannot. The very fact that all these three systems are existing for the few thousand years we have come across. In fact, it existed before Shankaracharya, before Ramanujacharya, before Madhvacharya, by the way. It existed prior to Vyasa, because Vyasa refers to Audulomi, Kasakrishna, and so many other rishis who had different views. So these are very self-contained systems. So we need to understand the systems very well. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.